Our next speaker is Luckman Lambello, who is a PhD student who's going to talk to us about men's sheds in Australia, the impact on coping with psychological stress, cardiovascular function, and quality of life. And Luckman is a health services manager at the with a strong interest in men's health. He comes from the University of West Sydney, so this is really important to come up here. His research interests are in understanding the role of structural factors affecting health, including increasing knowledge about environments to improve and maintain health, and apply system science theories and methods to public policy. So with that, I invite you up.
Everyone for coming here to listen to my presentation, and thank you very much to the Men Caucus for the invitation. I guess I have to waste 1 minute of my given time just to acknowledge what I saw yesterday, especially the Men's Caucus coming with the Women's Caucus together, something that at that instant I sent an email straight away to colleagues in Australia to say, wow, what's happening in the US is amazing. Okay, so I do not have any financial relations with anyone. What I'm going to talk about this afternoon, briefly about men's sheds in Australia, and then answer the research question, the study design, and present my results together with the limitations and the recommendations. Just to give a background around men's sheds, these places, they are grassroots initiatives where men come together to share experiences. It has been found that after retirement or retrenchment, men do not have a lot of friends. And in Australia, men, probably just like the barber shops here, old men do prefer to meet in these men's sheds. And men's sheds are just an extension of the ordinary shed that every man has in their house. But now they are in the community where men come together to support each other. So they provide support, and there are over 250,000 in Australia, growing at about 4 sheds a week. And they've recently increased in numbers internationally. We're hearing quite a lot in Ireland, in the UK, and other countries. However, research is still on its infancy regarding their impact on health. But what we do know in the literature is that social inclusive initiatives provide social support and impact on cardiac reactivity, especially around attenuating measures of stress like cortisol levels, as well as breaking the fight-flight response and increasing the quality of life. So we were very interested in finding out whether men's sheds can actually have an impact on cardiac reactivity, stress, as well as the quality of life. And we aimed at understanding what does it mean to be socially included in men's sheds, as well as wanting to understand whether participating in men's sheds does improve the measures of stress, cardiovascular health, and well-being. So we went to find out, We predicted that men involved in men's sheds will show an increase in resting heart rate variability. So heart rate variability is a degree of fluctuation in the length of the intervals between the heartbeats. Whilst it is a measure of autonomic nervous system, the function of the autonomic nervous system, it's actually been found to be a very, very good predictor of cardiovascular illness. So people with high resting heart rate variability tend to have better health outcomes than people with low heart rate variability. And we also predicted that increased heart rate variability will also be associated with decrease in basal level of cortisol, as well as increased heart rate variability will be associated with reduced heart rate and blood pressure and improved psychological health status. So this was a mixed method study. We mixed both the qualitative and the quantitative at the same time, collected this data using the proper philosophical methods, interpretive for the qualitative and positivism for the quantitative. We analyzed these separately and compared and combined the results. So the quantitative methods were informed by philosophical hermeneutics and framed in the context of narrative. Obviously, men were going to make their voice heard through their stories. So we listened to their stories. What is the impact of men's of social inclusion? What does it mean for you to be socially included? We sought the ethics approval and had the in-depth interviews with 15 men involved. So, going on to the what we found out in the qualitative analysis, upon reading and dialoguing with the main stories, we came to understand the lived experience of social inclusion provided by men shared could be characterized by the expression regaining resistance resources and sense of meaningness to maintain health. So in a way, it's linking exactly with the philosophy that Jim did put across earlier on around looking at these strengths-based initiatives rather than looking at it from a deficit point of view. So the men expressed the social inclusion being supported by other men in the men's shed as something, as a strength, as a resource. As Mike said to me, I became a loner and had no one to talk to, but since I joined the shed, I have regained companionship, so that's a resource to him, and learned new skills, and life is meaningful again. So this is a man who was at the point of despair, and we know one of the social determinants of suicide is despair. When people do get into despair, they usually will think about ending their lives. Within the broader theme of regaining resistance resources and sense of meaningfulness to maintain health, a lot of men found that, reported that being cared for and feeling valued was so much important to them. As Paul said to me, I think I would have died if I did not come here. The environment is very supportive, and from day one, life started to make sense and I'm coping better. And this was supported by another participant who said, if not for the shed, I would have harmed myself. Having others listen to me and respect me made me stop thinking about bad things. So this is the salutogenic, the health-enhancing aspect of the men's shed that we actually found. Sorry for this lengthy quote, but I thought it's very worth talking about this around medication. This is a man who was depressed, came to the shed because he was depressed. He had no one to talk to. He was a veteran of Vietnam. He said, my recovery from depression was not only supported by taking antidepressants, but also by noticing that I was still being valued as useful in the society. But when I became aware that the blocks respected me, I did not stress too much. I now strive to entertain only positive thoughts. So you can see the salutary impact of the social inclusion that is provided by this group of men coming together just to have coffee together, work together, talk to each other. And then we went on to try and validate these subjective themes that came from the quantitative methods and recruited about 33 men. We tested these men, so we did, the study was a pre-test, post-test, non-randomized. We tested their cortisol levels, their heart rate variability, their blood pressure, pulse, psychosocial health questionnaires. We had the SF-36 and state trait anxiety inventory. So we did it when they first started in the shed, followed them for 6 months. We did another test for each of these. So just to present the quantitative results. So non-parametric tests were used because the data could not be assumed to be normally distributed. And as usual, the p-value of 5 was considered indicative of statistical significance. Used the Wilkerson pair rank test to do the comparisons. Now, just to give you some baseline characteristics of which we found to be of clinical importance. When the men came to the shed, most of them had an elevated systolic blood pressure of about 143.5, and they had a depressed heart rate variability. So the SDNA is a parameter of heart rate variability. That means the standard deviation of the normal to normal interval, and it's been used quite frequently in medical literature to be reflective of the sympathetic activity, especially around the heart rate. So it is a very, very important parameter of heart rate variability. If it is depressed, you are high likely to develop cardiovascular disease. If it's increased, then you are healthy. Especially in athletes, it's always increased despite what activity they are doing. So we found that a lot of men, when they came to the shed, had a depressed SDNA, and they had a decreased RMSSD, which is the square root of the mean squared difference of the successive normal to normal interval, which also reflects the parasympathetic activity. So a decreased RMSD accompanied by a lowered SDNN is related to high risk of cardiovascular illness. So this was prominent, and this was very important for us, because when the men came, it means they were at risk of developing cardiovascular diseases. And some baseline characteristics are there. I'm not going to recite them, but it is of importance to note that in as much as their psychosocial scores for both the PCS and the MS was really around 49, 44, 47, the norm value is around 50, so it was also a bit depressed. So, looking at the heart rate variability results, we found that the standard deviation of normal to normal interval, which was the primary outcome, significantly improved over six months. So it had a statistically significant value. And favorable to our hypothesis, we found that the participants reduced their blood pressure, especially the systolic pressure. Although there was no change in the heart rate itself, but that was not clinically significant because their heart rate was normal in the first instance, so we didn't expect it to get lower than that. And then looking at their cortisol levels, we also found that when they first started coming to the shed, their cortisol levels were a bit higher, So you'll understand the adrenal cortisol. So the adrenal cortisol, let's see if I can get that straight. The adrenal, normal adrenal rhythm of cortisol is usually very high at 6 at wake up. So when we wake up in the morning, because of the residual stress that we'll have had the previous night, the hypothalamus does have that standby of alerting our bodies for any pressure that might come. So it keeps our cortisol levels up so that we can fight and flight. So when we wake up in the morning, the cortisol levels are usually high. And then in a normal general rhythm, they'll continually come down. So this is what we're really interested in seeing, this kind of a shape for the men coming into the shed. So what we found was when they first, the blue line represents the baseline when they first came to the shed, there wasn't like any, the adrenal wasn't going down. So it meant like their cortisol levels was constant during the day. Instead of coming down, it was constant during the day. But the red line at 6 months shows somehow, in as much as it's not really adrenal, but it shows somehow that by the evening, the cortisol levels had come down. So that was very important for us. So just to give you the summary of the measures there, we did find quite a lot of the heart rate variability measures being statistically significant, as well as the psychological health being statistically significant. We concluded that men's sheds are really salutogenic ventures. They reduce the cardiovascular reactivity to stress, especially looking at the resting heart rate variability and lowering the cortisol levels and normalizing the blood pressure. We also found that it reduced the anxiety in quite a lot of men. So putting the studies, the qualitative and the quantitative together in a complementary way, we did conclude that men's sheds are salutogenic ventures. However, I do not want to blow a trumpet, especially looking at the study design. It suffered its own methodological issues. Combining qualitative and quantitative remains a subjective issue. The dichotomy is still there. It doesn't matter how nice you can write it. Still, very few people believe that the two philosophies can come together. As well, our quantitative study suffered in that it was a pre-test, post-test. There are quite a lot of variables that we're not able to control. Some men could have won a lotto, and it caused their cortisol levels to come down, or other activities could have actually happened in life. Given an opportunity, I would have loved to actually have a control group and have quite a large number of men, of participants involved, so that we can actually generalize the results. So to conclude, men have a different way of expressing their social nature, but social support is very, very essential for them. So these men's sheds are very important to men. They allow them the space to come together and just support each other as a man. As we have seen, the benefit was very apparent in the men involved. However, a much better multi-center trial will be warranted if really we are to claim better and broader outcomes out of this study.